Once shame has been projected and the victim, who when small has no choice, accepts the projection, it is internalized. Internalized shame. A missile of shame explodes inside you, and there it is. Internalized shame. Internalized shame is how you hold on to what was said, done, or happened. If you had been shown, when young, all that you will learn in this audiobook, you would know you can dodge the missile, especially when it's aimed at you now as an adult. But most of why you are available and vulnerable to be shamed happened when you were a child. There was no escape. As we've seen, shame comes into being as the result of wounding to the sense of self. This fractured sense of self settles down in the host, the hurt absorbed as their fault, to now become toxic shame. Toxic shame will fester, swirl, dig in, and infect dreams to create nightmares. Once there is wounding to the inner child, the sense of self becomes impossible to hold. It is hurt, damaged. It has to find ways to cope and manage the pain of being, and so turns to various mechanisms, safety states, and creative adjustments, including all the disorders. This, in turn, maintains some form of control or abandonment, repetition or escape from feeling, self-destruction or hurting others, all created to keep a kind of balance to avoid hurtling into the terror of annihilation. In very small children, this can be antisocial behaviours such as nightmares, bedwetting, smearing their own feces on walls, biting other children, extreme sexual play with peers and bullying. As the child adults, the behaviours will change. There will be more added in, and others will be dropped unless they become hilarious stories wheeled out at family events, where you're forced to sit and hear the same shaming story told about yourself over and over, never allowed to forget that you did XYZ. We will look at these safety states in detail in Chapter 3. Toxic shame is now ready and available to be passed on and on and on via projected shame. Because this is the really unpleasant part about shame. If you have it, you will pass it on in many and varied ways. Shame is projected. Shame is internalized. Shame is toxic. Shame is passed on and the cycle repeats itself. Cultural shame. You may have been raised in the UK and will have been told not to put your elbows on the table, not to talk with your mouth full. If you were raised in India, or with Indian culture, you would know never to face the soles of your feet towards another person, not to blow your nose into a hanky and then put it in your pocket. This is seen as disgusting. Cultural shame is held within these good manners. Wanting to be seen to fit in, we adhere to cultural norms. Different social rules are also a form of cultural shame. Your shame is sacred to you. You hold your shame as utterly sacred, as a crack deep in your psyche. I say this here early in the book because it is important to understand how something so unpleasant can also be sacred to you. Let me explain. As we've explored, it's highly likely that much of your core wounding, the hurt you experienced that led to shame, happened when you were young. We will be diving into this in more detail in the next chapter. It's quite possible that the wounding may have been accidentally or consciously enacted by your primary carers. This may not have been your biological parents. It could have been teachers, step-parents, clergy, foster carers, or other members of your family of origin. Whatever was done or withheld, whatever you witnessed or felt, you will have internalized, and in this, when young, made it your fault. As mentioned earlier in the chapter, it is a curious mechanism in the young and developing brain. The only option is to internalize shame, because if you name it and get angry with your primary carers, your brain is programmed to believe that you will be abandoned, and this means you will die. This mechanism is especially strong if you were young, pre-7 years old, when the wounding occurred. The shame is thus transmuted into a sacred, internalized, and dreadful story that you hold on to, nurture, stroke, fetishize, and poke. This next sentence is important. You do this now as an adult because the child part of yourself is absolutely determined that the abandoning or wounding primary carer will return, pick up the small, hurt child part of yourself and hug you tightly and say sorry. It never happened. It was not true. This sentence is extremely important for you to understand. Write it down. Reread it until you really do understand what I am saying here. Sadly, and again, early on in this book, I need to tell you this will never happen. They will not be able to pick up and hold that child part of you. It cannot happen. Even if by some miracle someone did say sorry, it does not remove the harm that was done at the time. Thus, to let go of shame feels as though you abandon all hope of redemption, but the opposite is true. When you begin to work on letting go of shame, you begin to reveal and then slowly polish to a shine who you truly are and were always meant to be. As you reduce your shame, you will feel lighter. You will experience life with your eyes focused on the magic of what is in front of you. You will be more present with your friends and family and feel real joy in small moments. You will find new interests as the tie to old stories is loosened. Who you can become, what you can do with your life from here becomes full of possibility. To let go of shame is to release yourself into the glory that is you, really you, with no pain of the past, able to build resilience. To know that you can cope, you are okay, you are enough. That is utter liberation. Only you can do this work, letting go of the sacredness of your shame. Over the chapters of this book, I will show you how. I hope that you're now starting to see that shame is a complex and multi-layered interplay of symptoms, feelings, and behaviors affecting both your internal relationship to the self and how you move through the world. It is my hope that this chapter will have helped you to understand what shame is and begin to recognize what it feels like. Let's now take this one step further and explore how you got shame.